Okay, sagt der Mishnah. If somebody takes schar payment for doing a din, din of betalim. The lashon of Mishnah is plural here, din of betalim. So Ramban here in Halachas says that even things that he doesn't charge for a bottle, it disqualifies him as a dayan, he becomes possible a dayan. Which that really needs clarity. Why the dinim? The Meiri explains it's not. The Meiri in Sanhedrin says it's not retroactively, obviously. But anything mikan labo is possible. So you have to know why. Lohoid edus of betela. If he says testimony to, if he says takes money to be to say testimony, his edus is bottle. Lahazas a lakadish meim of meimar afori efemach. Again, if he takes water even for the paradume to be mekadosh the water, it doesn't work. Here's a big machlekes if this is midaraisa or midrabonan. There is this a psul deraisa. Many hold it's only the rabonan. Midaraisa the if a par works. Imhoyo koyin vitimeu mitrumosai. If he was a koyin, so even though he's not on a charge to be a dayan. But if he had a loss, because by going to do the din, he became tomei, so then, machiloi umashkei v'sochoi. You can compensate. You give him whatever he lost in the process. V'moyo zokein, makivo alachamo. V'ze zokein, you could be makiv him alachamo. V'noisin l'ischoroi kepoya. And you give the schal like a poil. So this Tigmar will already explain that that seems to undermine the first halacha, which is he's not allowed to take money. So we'll see schar b'teila, this is a ghetto schar b'teila. And the definition of schar b'teila basically is, which is very hard to determine today, because today you have dayonim, that's all they do. They're dayonim. How do you make a schar b'teila on a dayon? So if a person does something else as well, so then schar b'teila is measured very simply. How much a person would take not to have to work and be compensated. Right? So if the office was offering, if you're working for a company, and the office was offering paid vacation, but not a full, everybody would take paid vacation, but not full compensation. Offering a 90% pay to stay home. It's time that most people would stay home. Right, so whatever that line is, that you're allowed to pay the dayan. He's allowed to take schar b'teila, what he would take to do nothing. By doing that, you're really not paying. The concept is, you're not really paying him for what he's doing. You're paying him for the fact that he doesn't have to do whatever he's doing, whatever he would have been doing. That's the concept. Again, today it's hard to say what that is, and especially when you have people taking hundreds of dollars an hour, right? Who are really not trained to do anything. So this needs its own, it's not something we're gonna come out now with a poshet tzach, but it's not so poshet. How do you, I've sat in certain dinei Torah, Baruch Hashem, I don't take any money for dinei Torah, but I've sat to help out, sat in certain dinei Torah where dayanim were paid up to $750 an hour. I was once in a bezin, $750 an hour. It was a matter of volume. You know, one time they were schmoozing and they were ordering cheese danishes from across the street. That's when I put my foot down. I said, Rabbi, that's a zichin ischabat tailor. That's when we went out of schabat tailor. But that, this is what the Mishnah says, Lamaisa, that this is the psak. As Lahaira, he's no worse than any other possible person that can become kosher. But until we know, until there's a reversal, halachic reversal, he remains possible.
He doesn't have to give back the schar,
that part of the
tikkun, and truly he has to
give back the schar. Yeah, that's the choice, and then we're going to talk about that. Lahaira, the schar, you have to know if the schar is gzeila. The schar that he gets. That, we're going to get to that. So the Gemara says like this. It's very strange here, because the Gemara is addressing something which L'chayr, the Mishnah wasn't addressing. The Mishnah was saying one thing. The Mishnah was saying that in the capacity of a dayan, you're not allowed to take money. And if you take money, it doesn't work. Din of v'teilim. And then the Mishnah goes on, in any capacity, lazus me'pora, all of that is din of v'teilim. Right? Now the Gemara goes to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is not in no official capacity. It's not like anybody could say his learning is batal. For some reason, the Gemara transitions from the din of our Mishnah to which is very unclear what's going on. But the Gemara says like this: Minani mili. So actually, Rashi's lashon here in the Gemara's Havamina, Rashi puts it together. If you look, Rashi says Minani mili. The ain neutlin schar al hayro the Talmud Torah. But if you look at the droshes really are a Talmud Torah drosh. The drosh is not a hayro drosh. That's what Rashi's lashon here is, right? Rashi says the ain neutlin schar al hayro the Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says, how do we know? Amar avinu makro. Re'ei Moshe Rabbeinu talking to Klal Yisrael. Re'ei limadti yeschem chukim mishpatim kashuvani halokoi. Mani bechinam avata bechinam. Just like I taught you bechinam, just like I learned from Hashem bechinam, and I taught you bechinam, as we'll see. So to you. So in other words, Hashem was mitzava mi bechinam. I'm teaching you bechinam, and you teach others bechinam. What happens if you don't find anybody to teach you bechinam? How do you know you can learn even b'schar? Even though there's no reason why you shouldn't. The fact is, there's no isser on the loymate to pay. The malamed is not supposed to take money. The loymate is allowed to pay. In fact, that's the pasuk the Gemara brings. Adaramit. MS Kinei? Minayin Shem Loimotel Lumay Bechinam Sheilame Bischar? So it says MS Kinei. Rav Yitzchok Kutner Zeche Tzadik Lerochen is Pachad Yitzchok, he's aiming on this drosha of what the Havamina would be. So we'll get to what he says. He says a Chiddush, there's two dinim in Talmud Torah, there's learning and there's the Siris HaTorah from one generation to the other. We'll get to his Chiddush. But the simple reading of the Gemara, it's all going on Talmud Torah. So it says Emes Kinei. Binayin shalo yoyim ha-kishem shalomati b'schah, kach alamdenu b'schah. This is very strange. How do we know a person should say, well, if I had to pay, so maybe now I should charge somebody else. What kind of business is that? Because the guy who taught you did an isser, so you should do an isser. And that's not ma'avamina. The Gemara needs a pasuk now to tell you not to do that. Why would you think you do that? But that's as you state in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Uminayin shaloyim akashem shalomati b'scha kach lamdenu b'scha." Tamaloyim emes kenei v'al timko. And now the Gemara goes from that to these next drashas. The Gemara says the Mishnah lahasas l'kadosh meim of meimar efer makla. If you take money for lahasas l'kadosh, doesn't work. It says if somebody takes money for the mechatas, the kiddushin work, it must be that you could take schar. Again, the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like that if a dayan took schar, he would keep the money. He would not be able to keep the money, because if the dayan who charges, who's not allowed to charge, is allowed to keep the money, if he does, that would mean he's really an employee. He's not allowed to do that. He shouldn't be acting in that capacity. But if he does, it works. Because otherwise, if that would be the case, then why does the Gemara have a kasha? How does it work for Kedushin? It works for Kedushin, because the dayan, although he's not allowed to, and the one who's mazamei par is not allowed to, but if they charge you, the fact is that is money that you have to pay them. So the fact that the Gemara is using that Mishnah to disprove our Mishnah is a riot that the Gemara understands that not only can't you charge, but that monetarily the guy doesn't owe you the money. Because otherwise the Gemara would have no cash. Because that's the Gemara's cash. In fact, the Gemara, apple pishu you throw, so you see that you must be allowed to take money, because otherwise the kedushin wouldn't work. There's different types of payments. Kam b'schar avol milui, kam b'schar azol v'kiddush. To charge for the work, the labor, to get the water, that you could charge for. That's no different than the dayan who's charging for the fact that he's not going to work. That's expenses that are accumulating through doing what he's doing for you, that he could charge for. So that's similar to sabatelo, and therefore it's mutel. The economy diktoni lazes ulakadish. Our Mishnah says specifically, you're not allowed to take money for the actual spritzing and being makadish the water. And in kedushin it says I'm makadish b'mechatas u'befachatas. Says it very generically. Shema mino. How could the Kohen go and be Mitami himself? The Mishnah says you have to pay him back for the tumah he experienced. Says the Gemara, Hakoy Belav, he's getting being over the lav. The Gemara says he's going to a Beis HaPras, the Rabbonim. He's going into a Beis HaPras, which is only the Rabbonim. Beis HaPras is only the Rabbonim, so Machlokes Rishonim, when the Beis HaPras is only the Rabbonim. Some Rishonim learn Beis HaPras is always the Rabbonim. No matter what, Beis HaPras is the Rabbonim. Because of the fact that the whole, it doesn't make a difference if it's Rishus HaYochid or Rishus HaRabim. Toises and Ksubis wants to say that Beis HaPras is only the Rabbonim and Rishus HaRabim. But Rishus HaYochid, Beis HaPras is the Reis. Because it's Toises holds, it's a Sofik Tumen. Right, so Sofik Tumen, Rishus HaYochid, is Medaraisa Sveikei Tome. So according to Toises, you'll have to learn that we're talking about here a Beis HaPras and a Rishus HaRabim. Or there's other Rishonim hold that the whole concept of a Beis HaPras is the Rabbonim. Because they hold that, number one, the actual fact that the field was plowed makes the likelihood of the Etzem Kisoira very slim. So it's not a chashash to rise. And other Rishonim rely on the fact that the graves were generally lower than 3 tefachim. Whatever it is, l'maaseh, we have to be talking about here of a Beis HaPras to Rabbonim. And a Beis HaPras to Rabbonim, you're allowed to go in. You could blow your way through it to make sure that there's no etzem kisoira. It's another etzem. But still in all, you can't eat truman. Taisus explains you can't eat truman, even though you're allowed to go there. Inami b'shal tumas. Could be tumas nevela. Could be tumas shrotzim. A kohen's allowed to be metami himself with that. And therefore, the loy muza. Imoya zaka makiva alachamo, tonaka poil bottle. Yeah, you could pay him like a poil bottle. Amrabaya ke poil bottle shloisim alocha the bottle mine. Toises is very clear that the money you're allowed to take is strictly for the malocha that you would have been doing during that time. Like I said, that's why it's hard to qualify it if you're somebody who doesn't work. It's hard to qualify it, but that's what the Gemara says. Okay. So let me show you the Machne Ephraim before we get to the Ma'am HaKoymas. Because the Machne Ephraim seems to be bothered with the horror that we were murder, that this Pasuk seems to be talking about Talmud Torah. The whole Gemara goes, we didn't say one word about Talmud Torah. There's a sugi in the Dorim which we'll get to. In the Dorim, the whole sugi there is talking about Talmud Torah. And there the central theme is Re'eli Mati Eschem Chukim U'Mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem. Because that's Talmud Torah. Here we're talking about Din and Hazor. So the Machne Ephraim Tak Estes for Kash. Me'echi Yafinu Me'yocho She'enet Lumschar La'mitzvah. This is Machne Ephraim in Malva V'loiva. And then he goes on to say, really, Mimor Shach, he says, the Schar Mitzvah, Imuchuyiv Bo, Yadin and Mitzvah, Dosalito. Says, Mimor Shach, says the Machne Ephraim, if it's something I'm chayiv to do for you, right? If I'm chayiv to do it for you, so of course I can't take money from it. In fact, the Gemara in Kiddushin even has a shaila that if a man is mahane a woman while he saves her, he can't use that for Kiddushin. The Gemara famous sugi in Kiddushin, kelev rotz acharei, if a dog is running after a woman, and you go and save the woman by giving the dog bread, whatever you did, and you want to use that, and the woman had much more hanor than a shofar pruta. And you tell her, I want to use that hanor for kedush. Prior to saving her. Prior to saving her, you say, listen, I would like to use the hanor of saving you for kedush. Obviously, you're going to save her regardless. But so Gemara then kedush has a shaila, if you could even use that for kedush, that hanor. The fact that you're mechuyev to do it for her disqualifies it to be able to be a transaction for Kiddushin. So the Machne Ephraim is saying, Mamon of Shuch. If it's a mitzvah you chayev to do for the other person, so of course you can't charge. It's a svar. How can I charge you? I have to do it for you anyway. Can't charge. Right? Can't charge for Hashavas Havedin. Yes. If you took off time from work, we go back to Schar B'Tayla issues. But if there's no time off to work, I'm walking down the street, I pick up a scarf. The guy comes to pick it up, I say, listen, I want 10 bucks. You don't need a pasuk to tell you you can't charge. That's nichlal in the obligation. A husband can't charge his wife for sherek sozvoina because he's mechuyev to provide it. He can't charge for it. So that's the Machne Ephraim's point. He says malav shach. He says im mechuyev bo yadin mesvaradas. He says v'meinim mechuyev bo. And if it's a mitzvah, I don't have to do for you. So mechtes I should be also. That's his question. So he goes on that we're talking about here, that's why we're talking about, let's say, Hiro. Right? Hiro. And we're talking about a case of Talmud Torah where you're not Mechuyev. You're not Mechuyev and you're doing it in a non-obligated way, that's the Gzeres HaKosov. And that's why Rashi narrows it down to these two, because the other cases where you're not allowed to take schar mitzvah, those are cases where you know in svar, because you're mechuyev to do it. If you're mechuyev to do it, you can't take schar for it. If we're talking about here, I'm not mechuyev to be a dayan. I'm definitely not mechuyev to sit down now in this case. You want me to sit down now in this case. That we learn from the pasuk. That's what we understand. So that's how the Machne Ephraim tightens up. Rashi seems to learn there's two kinds of schar mitzvah. Rashi in Kiddushin seems to say there are mitzvahs which you put tircha into the mitzvah. In that case, it's built in that when I charge you, I'm not charging for the mitzvah. I'm charging for the tircha. And there are mitzvahs which are not tircha, which clearly what I'm charging you is for the mitzvah itself. So Rashi's lashon is like this. Mastitun de Bechoris, this is Rashi in the Sugi Kiddushin and Ches. Mastitun de Bechoris Pischaz of the Kiddush, the Lekha Tircha. Right? And therefore, Schar Limuru Mitzvah Unoita. So Rashi seems to learn, in a more general way, the Machli Ephraim is saying it's specifically going on Talmud Torah. And Hiroz, for some reason, Hiroz together with Talmud Torah. Rashi seems to be saying it's more broad. Anything that's not a tircha, basically this pasuk is teaching you a klal. Anything that's not a tircha, you're charging really for the mitzvah. If you're charging for the mitzvah, then that's a problem. You may really magti eschem, chukim mishpatim kasher tivani eschem. So let's look up the sugi in the dorim. What do you mean? Oh, well, we're going to get to that. And the din is also tircha l'chayr. That's what I'm saying. It's very sure what Rashi said. A din is also like that. The poshet pshat in Rashi is, sometimes you have a mitzvah which has tircha, which is not part of the etzem mitzvah. Okay? It's not part of the etzem mitzvah. So somebody goes l'moshel, somebody goes ahead and bakes matzah. So the guy goes and he gets the wheat, and he cuts the wheat, and he starts grinding it, and he makes flour, and he makes... So Erech HaNamin is a mitzvah of matzah. But the mitzvah has in it tirchis, which are not part of the gufa mitzvah. That's simply... Rashi doesn't mean there are easy mitzvahs, there are hard mitzvahs. He means there are mitzvahs where inherently you're occupied in the mitzvah itself. And the only thing you're really doing for the other person is a mitzvah. So when you're learning with them, whether you're learning with them for 5 minutes or 5 hours or 20 hours, every bit of it is 100% pure mitzvah. It's not like you're doing something else. You're traveling. That's what Rashi means. Rashi says tircha. It doesn't mean how hard it is. He means outside tirchas other than the mitzvah itself. That's what Rashi means. But all I'm saying is that Rashi seems to learn Reili Madti is not just for Talmud Torah, Rashi and Kiddushin. Rashi by us is not mashman away. Rashi by us says, they noitlim schar al eroa v'Talmud Torah. Rashi seems to limit it to eroa and Talmud Torah. Not really, it's not teaching. I don't have to teach the Balei Din. I just tell him, Yechayev or Yepotim. I could do it without a Bichsateh. The Ritva says to give a psak aloch, you can do without Bichsateh, because it's not Talmud Torah. So it's not Talmud Torah. Anyway, so let's just see the Lashon HaGemara in the Dorim. The Lashon HaGemara in the Dorim is like this. The same lashon as our Gemara, and then comes the Ran on the Gemara, and the Ran says as follows. He says, "Hochi koma, kashet tzivani Hashem lelameid bechinam, like Hashem has commanded me to teach bechinam, so too." Mani bechinam, sa'afata bechinam. So everybody asks, the Shalmi Nidorim, all the Achronim ask, why does Moshe have to add that piece? According to the Ran, there was a specific tzivui from Hashem not to charge. That he's not allowed to charge to teach Torah. So period. That should be the end of the story. He's not allowed to charge for Talmud Torah. So why does Moshe have to give us a shtickle Torah? Mani b'chinam, afata b'chinam. The Rabban Shem made it, gave it, see what Iran says. Shetzivani Hashem, l'lamei b'chinam. Period. That's the tzivui. End of story. Now if you look at the Rosh over here right on the side, the Rosh says, Mani b'chinam tzivo oisi l'lamei eschem b'chinam. So the Rosh learns differently than the Ran. The Rosh learns, I had a tzivui to teach you for free. Not there was a mitzvah given to Moshe that Torah has to be taught for free, like the Ran. The Rosh is learning, it's a specific. Right? Now Moshe is telling us the way Hashem commanded me, so to you. Now, if you look at the Lashon Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, so the Rambam says, Torah Shebaal Peh also lulamda b'schar. He starts off by saying that you could charge, Melamda Tinekes could charge because they have a schar shimur. Okay? But Torah Shebaal Peh also lulamda b'schar. Shenema re'eli mati eschem chukim u'mishpotim kasher tzivani Hashem olikoi. Now this is the Lashon Rambam. Ma ani b'chinam lomati, af atem b'chinam lomati. The chain, similarly, you, kishetzalamdu l'doiro, is b'chinam. The Rambam makes this into a two-step process. I taught you, and I'm not allowed to charge, and so too you, l'doiro, is you should teach b'chinam k'may shelamadete mimeni. The whole thing is mud. From beginning to end, the whole thing is mud. This is part of Hilchos Talmud Torah. You're now in a charge to teach Torah. What do we need this whole double-step process? Moshe Rabbeinu telling us, and then he's saying, v'chein l'doris. What is l'doris? It's a mitzvah not to teach, not to charge to teach Torah. Period. That's the end of the story. What do you need all these steps for? Now, if you look, so again, so this is the Rambam. Just wanted to show you Rav Yitzchak Kuttner. He's on. Rav Yitzchak Kuttner wants to say there's two fees of Talmud Torah. There's one learning Torah, teaching Torah. And is one part of the Masorah from generation to generation. Moshe Kibul Torah, Misinai Masrul Yeshua. Yeshua Masrul is Canaan. So Rav Yitzchak Kuttner wants to say there's two dinim of charging. One is you're not allowed to charge to teach Torah. That is a Baal Masorah. You're not allowed to charge. You give a shir, you're not allowed to charge. You're not allowed to charge to teach Torah. Then there's a separate din. Mesiris HaTorah Midor Dor can't be paid for. And that's what the Rambam means when he says v'chein l'doris. The way Rav Yitzchak Kuttner sees it is that even when you're allowed to pay, when the Gemara says minayin, the heter then is only to learn, but you can't pay for mesiris heter. That there's no heter at all. So when the Gemara says minayin shem loy matzah b'chinam that you should pay for shenem emes kene, that's only the Torah you're buying. Mesiris HaTorah you can't, and that's what the Rambam means. V'chein l'doris. That's why he uses the term l'doris, giving over the Torah midor dor. The problem that I have with this shtick of Hutner, it's in the Pachad Yitzchak, is that I don't know exactly where you draw the line, Mesirah and Talmud Torah. I mean, yes, they were Baalei Mesirah, but the Torah that was given over to them was no different than any Torah. Yes, they were appointed Baalei Mesirah, so they became part of the Mesirah of the Torah. But nothing changed inherently in the Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. There's nothing different between the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Yeshua as Torah and between the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Yeshua and said, okay, you give it to the next generation. What inherently in that Talmud Torah is there anything different? Again, Rav Hupner is learning this. Two dinim. There's one din of Talmud Torah, is the Mesirah's HaTorah. I hear the concept. When it comes to Talmud Torah, I don't even Hilchos Talmud Torah that there's any difference between the two. It's too blurry and vague to make any kind of difference. So, add another diak here, which is not a gefelach diak, but it's a diak. The Gemara for some reason jumps to calling Torah emes. Minayim shem loy motza b'chinam she'ilamed b'schar. Talmud loymer emes kinei. Why does someone call Torah emes? Emes kinei. How do you know? So we asked in the Gemara, what's the Havamina meaning? Why shouldn't you pay for it? Why shouldn't you pay for Torah? Of course you should pay for Torah. So that's Tamakash. But why does the Gemara veer off now from calling Torah Torah to calling it Emes kinei? That's what the Pasuk calls it. So I think we could say it like this. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, there are really two Rambams. Does somebody have a Rambam handy? A regular Rambam Talmud Torah? No? No? The Rambam actually uses very strong lashon when it comes to taking schar for Talmud Torah. Besides for the Rambam that we just had, if you look in Talmud Torah, the Rambam says like this. He says that no, we don't have it. I have it. Here. The Rambam says that you're not allowed to charge, you're not allowed to take money for learning Torah. And the Rambam says as follows. This is Allah Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud. This is besides for the Rambam that we had in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, that we read, where the Rambam specifically says you're not allowed to charge to teach. But then the Rambam talks about charging to learn, not charging to teach. Charging to learn. I'm learning Torah. Pay me to learn Torah. So the Rambam says that somebody who does that, also lehanes midivrei Torah. You're not allowed to benefit from learning. You can't have people pay you to learn. Now this is mashma, it's not a din in all mitzvahs. Specifically Talmud Torah. That means if a guy says, I want to be from the Asar Batlonim, and I'm going to sit in shul all day, and I'm going to be there for, like Rashi says in Megillah, they used to have people that mitzvah, always there should be a minion of Jews, there should always be a minion. Achveis, I'll do kihilish work, I'll do shchite, I'll do bedika. Now, no problem. There's no din, osur lehonos min ha-mitzvah. No such din. But the Rambam says over here, osur lehonos min ha-mitzvah. And then the Rambam goes on to say that if somebody does that, Kovo Ma'or Hadas, he extinguished the light of Torah. You hear this? If he charges, the Chilul is Hashem, the Natalatzma min Olam Habo. Very strong Lashon HaRambam. Somebody who charges to learn Torah, not to teach Torah, to learn Torah. Teaching we already had. Somebody who charges to learn Torah, he says he's Kovo Ma'or Hadas, he's extinguished the light of Torah. And he took himself away from Olam Haba. Of course, all the Achronim get involved here, the Rishonim, Achronim, the Kesef Mishnah. And they all mafli on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you won't have any Talmid Chacham. I mean, on the magnitude of a Ramesh Feinstein, on the magnitude of a Holyashik, those are people that gave their life for learning, Yomim Velayla, and they got supported somehow by the Tzibur. And otherwise, they can't. But you need lechem.
But they didn't demand.
So the tashbeitz. But the Rambam uses a stronger lashon. Also, lehona is midivreiter. He benefited.
If they demand.
He's benefited. He doesn't say demand. Also, he starts off by saying also lehona is midivreiter. He doesn't even say you're going to demand it. He says the guy says, you know what? I'm going to learn. That's how he starts talking. Huh? And the tzibur will support me. Atalach me ala tzibur. No, the Rambam sounds like he's talking about a younger man. The Rambam says, Kovamor Hadas. So all the Achronim get involved, they all ask on the Rambam, and we went into this Rambam many times with Yisrael Chazvul and other things. Everybody gets involved with this Rambam. In fact, some of the Rishonim used very strong language against this Rambam. The Tashbetz is the most famous one. He wrote two long tshuvas on this Rambam. And the Tashbetz writes, this is the lashon of the Tashbetz. Because he had the mazel sultan, that he was the sultan's doctor. That's how he was able to survive. They're not privileged to become the sultan's doctor. What are they supposed to do for a living? And the truth is that the Rambam seems to be very difficult, this Rambam. So the way I was always masbid the Rambam was simple. Not quite so what you're saying. Not demanding. He doesn't say he's demanding. He just says, I'm not going to work, I'll learn, and people, the tzibur will support me. I'm going to say very simple. Really, it's a stiras Rambam. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Shviyos, that last Rambam in Hilchos Shviyos, probably the most famous Rambam, says, Loi Shevet Levi Bulvat, right? Not only Shevet Levi. The Rambam says, there is in the Scottish Kodesh Kedoshim, and Hashem will support him kiderech that he supports the Kohanim and the Levim. That's the whole Rambam. Now how does Hashem support the Kohanim and the Levim? By us. Distribution. The coin doesn't wake up in the morning with man. There's a process. And the Rambam says clearly that Loi Shevet Levi Bovad, not only Shevet Levi, Kolish Mi Boyalom, anybody who wants to be. So I wanted to tie it very simple. The Rambam in Shvius is talking about somebody whose primary focus is learning. He wants to learn. He said, Mimela, the tzibur will support me. If they want, they'll support me, but I'm not looking to use Torah as a vehicle to make a parnasa. The Rambam in Talmud Torah is very clear. He says, somebody who says, I'm not going to work, that's how he starts. I'm not going to work, and I'll learn, and the people will support me. Because he's using Torah as a profession. The Rambam says, then it comes out, you're an enemy to Torah. If a guy becomes a doctor and he's using medicine as a profession, he's being nana from medicine, from his knowledge in medicine. If a guy goes ahead and becomes a lawyer and he's charging to practice law, he's nana from the law practice. Dr. Rambam, Torah can't be used that way. The Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yevul says, a guy says, I want to learn, so I'm not looking not to work yet. I'd rather work. I want to learn. It's a different attitude. So then, then he's not using Torah as a vehicle for parnasa. That's just the pshat. Now, if you look in the Gemara and Ksubis, the Gemara and Ksubis really talks about Shoichat. So that right away is Miyashiv, the Stiras Rambam. The Rambam had no problem with the other Chachamim that was supported by the Tzibur. It's masking to all of them that they're fine. Now, if you look at the Gemara and Ksubis, when the Gemara talks about Shoichat, the Gemara says on Kufay like this. Kana Avishokel Ister Mizakai V'Ister Omichayev. Kana would take money from both parties. He was a dayan. And he would charge both parties. He would take 100 from him and 100 from him. Obviously, what was his svara? Shoichad is pshat, I'm taking from one person. Here I'm not taking from one more than the other. Him I'm getting and him I'm getting. So it says, V'don Ludina. And he did a din. The Hecha of Rochim. How did he do that? For Ksiv Sheikh Adloy Sikoch. This is the Gemara Ksivis, Kofay. It says, V'chi Tema Ani Mili Loi Shokul Mitavai Utum Osi Lotzli Yedina Dekar Kiv Shokul Mitavai Lotzli Yedina. Says, what are you talking about? Im Lama Shoy Zikash Zachai Vol Lachai Vazakar Rekva Amaloy Sata Mishbot. Fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says that this was Shoichat. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe Shoichat is when you take money from one. Zich, if you ask any elementary school kid, you say, what Shoichat? One side paying the dayan. The Gemara says, no. One side paying a dayan? That's included in Loi Sata Mishpat. You don't have to come out to Shoichat. The Pasuk says, you're not allowed to twist a case. If I'm taking money from one side, I don't need the lav of Shoichat. That's what the Gemara says in Ksuvah. Shoichat is somebody giving me money to say, and he says, do the right thing. And both parties give me money. Help Amaisa. Reuven gives me money and Shimon gives me money. And that's Shoichat, the Gemara says. And they're both, what are they saying? They're not saying, judge me favorably. They're saying, do the right thing. Judge me according to what I deserve. And both sides pay the dayan equally. The Gemara says, that is Shoichat. That's the Gemara. Says the Gemara, אם לא למה שלא ליסקס את זכאי ולחייב את הזעקה, הרי כבר נאמר שלא יסע את המשמו. אלא אפילו ליסקס את הזעקה ולחייב את החייב, כמה לא אמר לו יסיק לך שייכת. That's what it sounds like. But the Gemara is saying not like that. The Gemara is saying the case where the dying won't be able to disregard, that's included in Lo Sata Mishpat, which is more blatant. That means the Pasuk says don't twist the judgment. That's blatant. Shaykhad is like clarity. The Gemara is saying Shaykhad is talking about a case where both parties paid, and both parties tell the dying, do the right thing. And that's Shaykhad. Oh, that's what's bothering me is that L'chayr, this is completely illogical. Besides everything else, how do you type it? Right? How do you charge? How do you, what's wrong? The dying now is exactly where he was an hour ago. Before both parties gave him money, he sincerely wanted to do the right thing. And now both parties gave him $100. He wants to do sincerely the right thing. What? If anything, he'll be more meticulous to both parties. Now he feels an achrayus to both of them. What's wrong? What's taka wrong? I mean, you could say, listen, it's exeris hakosef. But you should know, even the Gemara is interesting, because the Gemara is learning. If you look at the Rosh Hashanah Gemara, the Gemara says, that's shaykhah. So the Gemara is bothered with, so how could you tell me that Kana was a Talmud Chacham? He obviously wouldn't do something that was blatantly against the Torah. So Gemara says, that can't be what Kana was doing. Kana wasn't taking an istara from him and an istara from him and saying, I'll judge you accurately. Not favorably, accurately. That's not what he was doing. So what was he doing? So the Gemara says, Hani miliecha deshoka b'toya shaychat. Kana, Adra have a shoka. So it's a fascinating thing what comes out of this Gemara. In Ksubis. There are three levels. There's what we call Shaychat. We're not even talking the one of where one guy goes to the dying and gives him a slips him $100 and says, you know, do what you have to do. That's Loisata Mishpat. That doesn't even reach the threshold of Shaychat, according to the Gemara in Ksubis. That's nothing. That's Lysata Mishpat. That's a gangster. That's for the gangsters. That's not sophisticated crime. Yeah. Then there's what the Gemara calls Shaychat. Shaychat is where both parties pay. But the Gemara is saying, here we're talking about both parties are paying. And both parties say, do the right thing. Okay? That's Shaychat. Then there's a third thing, and that is where the two parties come to the dayan and they say, this is not being given as sheikha, this is being given as agra, and that medaraisa really is okay be'etzem, unless we go through this din of mani b'chinam. But as far as bezdin ethics are concerned, it's agra he's taking. So we have our mishnings in b'charis. That says anaito schalodin. That means the Gemara in Ksubis is saying that in our Mishnah is dafka in a very specific case where the two parties pay the dayan, they say, we're just paying it. Not a sheikh. What would that mean? What's the difference? That's also us. But schar b'tel is okay. So it's really getting, what's going on here? What in the world is going on here? Clearly what the Gemara in Ksubis is saying is that the difference between Shaychat and Agra, because Schar B'Tel is okay, to go to a Dayan and say, listen Dayan, you're taking off an hour of your precious time, you could be doing kach v'kach, and I should pay you for not doing that. There's a market value that you pay somebody for his time, for the fact that he can't do what he's supposed to be doing now. That's okay, that's mutar l'chatchil. Then there's what we call agra. Agra's also to take. That's the Gemara in Ksubis. That's what Karna did. But that's osur, but it's not shaychat. And then there's shaychat. What's the difference between agra and shaychat? So I want to tell you very simple. Agra means dayan, you're working for us. We're paying you. We're paying you for the time that you're doing for us here. We're paying you for judging us. Period. You're judging right, you're judging wrong, you're judging him better than me, me better than him. That's your job, you have to do your thing. We're not paying you for that. We're paying you for being a judge. It's like when you pay a doctor. You're paying him for making the right decision, you're paying him to practice. You hope he does the right thing, but that's not what the payment is for. Payment, you're paying for the visit. That's agra. And that's asur, the Gemara is saying. The way the Gemara Ksuba is learning, that's what asur is saying. Those are on the same plane. The Gemara Ksuba is basically being masber asur, and what Kana did was against our Mishnah. Shoychad is different. Shoychad means I go to the dayan. What? Both of us go to the dayan. We say, listen, we're paying you to do the right thing. We're paying you to make the right judgment. Like, we're giving you extra money. Do the right thing. We're not saying, do it for me. Do it for you. But we're saying, we're paying you to do the right thing. So the money is being connected to the decision of the diet. That's Sheikh. That's the Gemara Ksubis. That's the difference. The differences here are very narrow. It's here line differences. But it comes out that's mamish shoychad, that's an issa deraisa, according to the Gemara Ksubis. And that means me and the dayan become one, and that's for Lashon Dover, what you were saying, what's wrong? There's too much of a relationship between the dayan and you. The dayan's decision and you. And even if the other guy also paid the dayan is supposed to be an independent thinker. And his thinking is not supposed to be connected to the Bali Dinim. Even to both of them. There shouldn't be any linkage between his decision process and the diet and the guy. And that's what our Mishnah is saying as well. That's not what our Mishnah is saying. That's the Reis HaShoychah. And our Mishnah is saying that even if they don't do that, they just say, you know what, you're a dying. Dayonim should get $200 an hour. Here's $200 an hour. That's not Shoychah. And that's what the Gemara says in Ksubis. You could give it B'Torah Shoychah, or you give it Shaloi B'Torah Shechad. And the Gemara says, B'Torah Shechad is, Lizkoi says Azakai. That means I'm saying, do the right thing, make the right judgment. That's also called Shechad. That's the Gemara. Okay. So now we get to the Limati, and I think we'll have clarity at least in this point. I wanted to do much more today, but we'll get at least this sugya. The next sugya we'll do next week, pay session. I think we could say it's like this. Whenever a dayan, the Gemara already says in Brachas, I know it sounds like a Dvar God, but the Gemara says it as a fact. The Gemara says, Horoitzah Shiyachim Yarva B'Yeshiva. If you want to be smart, you want to become knowledgeable, you have to learn Yarva B'Yeshiva. The Gemara says, V'hani Mili, that's Taka, to learn, to give you knowledge. But Lu'uk Meshmaitzah, Siyata Dishmaya. Loik Meshmaya Tzin in Siyata Dishmaya. To come out with a clear Aloch Alamaya Tzin in Siyata Dishmaya. The Ramban brings down a Chumash Alekim Nitzav Badaskel. That means there's a certain Siyata Dishmaya to have the Aloch Alamaya Tzin. And that Siyata Dishmaya has its Tznoim, has conditions to be Zoyche to that Siyata Dishmaya. And basically it's very simple. Besides for whatever inyan of taking money, not taking money, when you take money for learning, you're distorting the truth of the Torah. And that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam says, if you take money for Torah, to learn Torah, kovam o'eradas. You extinguish the light of Torah. What do you mean extinguish the light of Torah? Because there won't be the same level of emes. The siyata, the shmaya of the truth won't be there. Comes our Gemara says, maybe if a person is charging to teach you, maybe you should learn from him. Maybe it's distorted to the level that you're not really getting Torah. Hamaloimar emes kinei. And that's why he uses the lashon emes. It is true. It doesn't have the siyata d'shmaya of Torah that's free, but it's still emes. And that's very geshmak, the Gemara's hava mina. Minayin shem loy motzu b'schar, v'chinom she'ilam she'yum b'schar. Tam loy ma emes kinei. Oh, comes the Gemara and Gemara says, so maybe, if I already paid for the Torah, so whatever distortion comes because it was paid, my Torah has already. So maybe that distorted Torah I could give over for money too. The Gemara is very geshmak now. Minayin shaloyoyma kishem shalomad. We ask, what's going on here? Because the guy who taught you did an aver, you could do an aver. No. Minayin shaloyoyma kishem shalomadti b'schar. I taught somebody to teach me. So he got paid. So whatever pagam was in the Torah was there when I got it. Now I'm going to give it vayta, right? So I'll charge. Tamaloy ma'alo. Emes kineva al timko. As much as you can to preserve the Torah, you should preserve it. That's the emes kineva al timko. So that whole part. Now it's understandable that we ask the kasha, what does din and Talmud Torah have in common? It's the same thing. Because the din is riding on the emes of the psak. So to Rashi, it's the same thing. Torah v'hira. It's all one thing. Torah and Hira is one thing. Because there's something lacking in the Hira by you taking the money. And that's the reason, Hagufa, that's the reason why it's awesome. That's the Hezbollah and the Suya. So I think that really gives us much more Havana and Pasha Pshat, what's going on in the Suya. So again, so Sheikhad is taka where the person's actually paying you to make the right decision. That's taka. Then you have this level. And this really fits with all the Rishonim that talk about when a dayan makes a psak, there's a siyata, elikim needs a vadas kel. There's a siyata d'shmaya. The Ramban says in Chumash that the reason why by Edim Zoymimim there's a din kasha zaman v'loy kasha rosa, he says because once the dayan paskin the guy's chayiv misa, he must have been chayiv misa. Because it's a siyata d'shmaya. Maybe this case not. Maybe not for the reason. But there still is. Okay, we'll mamshach next week. Kufay Yom and Half.